me clearly. Change, change, change.
Think I'm like, what's wrong with her? They ain't gonna see the punctuations.
My God. Okay, Kay. Are we recording?
Mm-hmm.
Are you tired? You wanted this life. You got to be ready.
Wanted this life. We was out here 2 hours ago.
What we gonna do when we on the road?
We was out here 2 hours ago.
Somewhere at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then stay up till 10 o'clock that night, and then jump on another plane and go somewhere else and do another event. And then come home 2 days later. What you gonna do?
I mean, we done did all that already.
I mean, yeah, but all right. So get with the program. You know what time it is. So
none of that is like what we doing now.
Tell my story. I don't even know how our song go no more.
I put it as a drop.
Tell my story. I don't remember.
They said reconvene in the morning.
That right.
Grow through.
Quinn Lee.
Ian
Mario, cut your mouth.
Let me tell my story. Let me tell my truth. Look, I gotta give God glory. You can give him some too. I like to count it all, Joe. The setbacks, blessings too. Look, let me tell you about my God. But you can call them yours too.
In the morning.
Okay. So how you trying to start this?
Let me just say a special edition.
We are back. Okay, let's try this again, guys. 1, 2, 3.
It's like a little sun in the middle.
It's an orb alert.
An orb alert.
We got an orb in the mist.
Send this to caught on camera. She Indian.
I don't know. Look, come on now. We ain't got time to be editing stuff.
We ain't even do the introduction.
What's the introduction? I don't know. It's been so long. What we supposed to be doing?
We back with a special edition.
We back. Okay, I'm done. Carry on, my bad. I'm ruining the vibe, I guess.
Nah, I just didn't know what else I wanted to say.
So you just trying to get into it, jump to it.
This like a special edition pregame.
This is a special edition pregame. So you see how this gonna go? If this is the pregame, golly, what the special edition gonna be like?
You ain't about to have me up here frying like it's 1 p.m.
Okay. Alright. In all seriousness. So, are we trying to do the conversation that I said earlier, or are you not trying to go there? Or are you trying to do a quick game or something? I don't know. I feel like we could do both.
I feel like we're going to record it, re-record it.
No, we're not.
All right, cool.
We're not. We're not at all.
All right, so with that being said, let's go ahead and set some ground rules. Limits on the cussing. I mean, that's about the main thing, for real. I feel like everything else we can edit out. We might be getting spicy and cuss and be like, damn, we don't.
Okay. So, are we talking about the, topic I said earlier?
I mean, that's fine.
We just talking about what we gonna do.
I mean, we didn't. No, I mean, I thought you had this.
Nah, yeah. I said I was going with the flow. I'm going with the flow. So now I'm in the flow of asking you what you trying to do. Because it is
No.
It's witching hours. What time is it?
Oh, now it's witching hours.
I mean, that don't mean nothing to me because I'm wide awake. You need to go take another shower?
To wake up.
So you can go back to
sleep. Daddy, who making us breakfast? Mommy. Mommy, because she wide awake. I'm wide awake.
I'm wide awake.
We need to do the game?
No. Okay, not the game, but we could do the game. But that goes with our conversation. That's crazy how you just chose that song.
I mean, it was like a layup. It wasn't, I mean.
I wish I knew then what I knew now. What it out in, what it found out.
This wasn't on BET, huh?
First of all, it's Katy Perry. When has she ever been on BET?
That's why I don't know it.
Ain't that Katy Perry, y'all?
That they get canceled.
Kelly Clarkson.
What?
K. Michelle. Okay, I'm just joking. Alright. So, seeing as we're getting put back in the directive we're supposed to be going anyway. Topic for today is, you don't know what you don't know until you know what you don't know. Let me say it again. I'm going to slow it down. You don't know what you don't know until you know what you don't know. It's funny, but it's so true. Okay, so this has just been a culmination of talks me and my dear husband have been having, and then just internal talks that I've been having with myself, and then things that I've been seeing on social media, and just in general. And it's just the realization that you don't know what you don't know until you know it.
I understand. But for them.
Okay. So we got to give examples. So for example, you go first.
On the spotlight. All right, like so for instance. You know, some people don't know when you get an apartment, you got to get renter's insurance.
I feel like you shaded me right now. Anyways, carry on.
I mean, you shaded yourself by throwing yourself out there. The world didn't know, but now they do.
It is what it is. Atlanta, y'all ready for me to come back? Okay, carry on.
Like, it's just certain things, you know? Like, some people don't know that you gotta sign the back of the check. You just don't know.
Some people don't know that you cannot mix piss and bleach.
Well, technically.
Pee in the bleach toilet. See if you make it out.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you'll walk out alive. Nothing wrong.
Just depends on how long you sit there.
Huh? No.
You gonna create some ammonia.
I'm sorry, I don't sit down when I pee.
I'm learning.
I don't think that smell gonna hit me in the back while
I'm learning that trick. Okay, now, alright. Seriously. So, on some real stuff. People don't know what they don't know until they know it. So, let's go on some deep stuff. Parents. Your parents did not effectively parent you in the way that you should have been parented. They parented you how they knew how to. What information they were given from their parents. What information they learned growing up. What growth they had in raising you. But that's kind of where it stopped. So anything else that you may have needed that they didn't know about, they couldn't give you. But they don't know until you realize it and say, hey, this affected me. I needed this from you. Instead, like, firsthand example, my mother worked a lot growing up. Worked multiple jobs and also went to school at one point in time. She was not really there all the time. Now, she did that to afford us the life that she didn't necessarily have growing up. She didn't have a bad life. She had a decent life. Maybe she didn't have everything she wanted in the world because she had multiple siblings, 8 of them, and it's 8 kids to 2 bedrooms. Do the math. Anyways, why he does that. So, they didn't necessarily, even though my grandmother did what she needed to do and could do, my grandfather did his end, it still wasn't to what she thought she deserved as a kid. And that's fair. So, she wanted to do that for her children. And in turn, that caused her to be a workaholic and to basically put her children on the back burner. Growing up, that's all I wanted was my mother to be around, just the time, the presence. It wasn't about the trips that we could take every year to Florida and wherever else. It wasn't about the gifts we get, Christmas, birthdays, or whatever, on all the holidays. It was just about the presence, the time. And she wasn't there to give that because she's still working with the very little information that she's given. Well, in her mind frame, money is important, stability is important, which I'm not saying it's not. But in my case, that wasn't what was important to me. But I had to understand that, hey, she can only parent me from where she is or what she has. So where her level was, what she learned from her mother. Her father, who was workaholics, they worked all the time, they provided, they were providers. And what she learned over the years, which was still in the same mind frame. I have to provide. For one, I have a husband that's not really a husband. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's not taking care of the kids. He's not working. He's philandering. He has multiple women. He's doing this. He's doing that. So that was a whole nother aspect when you add traumas on it. In the end result, it affected her parenting skills, but she only could do what she knew. Up until I told her, hey, this is what affected me as a kid. I didn't really need the money. Yeah, I enjoyed the trips. Of course, I was a kid. I enjoyed the gifts. I enjoyed this. I'm appreciative of these things that you did for me growing up. However, I needed more. I needed the love. I needed the attention. I needed the affection. And if I would have got that younger, then the older version of the child me, the 14-year-old me, wouldn't have been out there probably having sex. The 16-year-old me wouldn't have got into a toxic situationship that lasted for longer than it should have. I wouldn't have chose the friends that I chose just because I was trying to people please. I was trying to form, I was forming trauma bonds with people who was on the same level mentally, emotionally, physically as me. Not necessarily that I knew that. In hindsight, I know that now. But we were all collectively working with the little information that we had. Whew, I feel like I said a lot and didn't say much.
Weight off your shoulders? How, a little bit? Like 5 pounds?
I mean, this bit. Is nothing new, so it's not really a weight off. It's just, I feel like I said a lot but didn't say a lot. I don't know.
I mean, it's
does that resonate with anybody?
No, we might have to open up the phone lines. It's 4 a.m, nobody's calling. I guess they just gonna have to listen to this one on the playback.
But, okay, so we've had this conversation. Like, in the realms of your growing up and how you said, hey, well, I didn't really have a bad childhood. I didn't have a bad life. I didn't have... And from your perspective, you didn't have a bad life. And it's not to say you really necessarily did have one. But there were certain areas of your childhood that may have affected you in positive ways or negative ways that you really didn't think about until I pointed out or something else happened that came along and brought some light. So, I mean, ain't that kind of the same realm? You didn't know what you didn't know until you knew it.
I mean, I feel like it's always everybody's connected. You know, everybody has similar situations. Now I don't necessarily think everybody has the same situations, but similar far as if you're giving an acre of land to produce crop, everybody might produce crop, but those crops are going to be different. How you went and sowed those seeds, how you went and nurtured that land, and all those different things is different, but at the end of the day, it's still the same things. Still, you were given the same opportunity and the same tools. And everybody just ended up at the finish line at a different pace, different time, different race. But they all ended up there. So, I mean, like you said, you went through some things. I mean, I definitely went through some things, but I internalized very differently than a lot of my peers. I didn't like butt whoopings. So a lot of y'all probably didn't like butt whoopings either. So, I mean, you know, with butt whoopings, I became sneaky. You know, I lied. I didn't want to get in trouble. And, I mean, that's normal. You know, you get butt whoopings, that's typically what comes next. But at the same time, that's something that you don't know. You know, a lot of times that, you know, just coming from our, I don't want to go there, but from our slave roots, you might not have your child at the end of the day if they go out, say something wrong, do something wrong, look wrong, walk wrong, all types of stuff. So
even now to this day, you still might not have your child. Look at Tamir Rice playing in the playground. They're going to Trayvon Martin walking home from the store from 7-Eleven getting some Skittles in the Arizona. They're going Mike Brown. They're going Breonna Taylor. What's the other? Her name is on the tip of my tongue and I see her face in my head.
Brown?
The
Sandra Bland?
Not Sandra Bland, but she can be added to the group too. Now I was going to say the lady that was playing the video games with her nephew in the house and was killed playing the video games. Her face, like, I could see her chubby cheeks and her eyes and her hair. And I just can't even think of her name. But
Chicago?
Like, I don't know what happened.
The cops came in, right? Like,
yeah, the neighbor called and said, oh, the neighbor's door is open and the police snuck around to the back and then called her name. She came to the whatchacallit and shot, or before she could get up, he shot through the window. I don't know. That junk was crazy. It was ridiculous. A lot of stuff has been ridiculous lately. Dang. I felt like that was about to take me on another tangent. But anyways, go back to what you were saying. It stems from slavery. It stems... Because I just... Go ahead. about to go hard. This is about to go.
We're
going to say that for another day. It is 4 o'clock in the morning. We're not going to do that.
Now you ain't.
Nope. Because that's literally right. That. Now that's going to be a 7 o'clock in the morning conversation.
So, slavery. You know, back then, you know, you had to get your kids right, you know, essentially. So, certain things, like, you had to instill things in them quickly. And that was something I would say about my generation or my parents or the kids that's not this generation currently. We were a lot older when we were younger, mentally, in a sense.
More mature, had more responsibility.
Now, granted,
even though we shouldn't have,
obviously circumstances is different. You know, there wasn't the internet. TV wasn't as crazy. It wasn't as much crazy stuff on TV. Environments was different. Like, so I understand the context is different, but at the same time, that's not the case now. And so with that being said, back then we were naturally grown up faster. And so we had to be taught certain things, and we got that kid taken away from us, essentially. We wasn't able to fully be kids.
That's true.
So that's where the lion and the stuff like that comes from, because you still want to be a kid. So stuff like that just kind of stems over into different things. When you're not wanting to, you know, be punished, you start doing different things and encountering different situations. Just to throw a few. So from that, you know, it created an uneasiness, you know. So first you go home, you know, you start a little bit of lying, and it's okay, it's nothing worried about it. But then, you know, you're around your friends and you're seeing that they're lying. And then forget the lying. Once you kind of create friends that have bad habits, that will steamroll and add to your personality unknowingly. So you start doing things that your friends are doing, and this is all at a very young age. So, you know, people can say, oh, yeah, I don't do what other people do. Yeah, this is at a time that you're conscious of that at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's rare that you are conscious. And if you are, guess what? Your parents made you conscious of that. It's not really too many 5-year-olds saying, I don't know what type of 5-year-old activities you're into. I'm not going to play with you. So with that being said, you might end up doing some different things. And yeah, I remember I was lighting matches on the school bus.
Hyro.
Man, I got the worst beating of my life. But at the same time, like, these is all things that you just don't know. Like, you know you shouldn't be doing that, but at the same time, you don't know. Now you found out. That's as a kid. As you get older, you start to have those adult lessons. It starts to become reality in full circle moments. Like when your parents used to tell you something growing up and you paid it no mind, but now you in the house paying bills and it makes total sense. Situations like that. You just don't know. But now that you have that experience and that capacity to understand what they were going through,
you should want to do better. You should want to be better. Once you know what you didn't know, you should now be trying to implement what you now know, and that you either not do what you know or do what you know.
What you should have known.
So, another example. And I think we just can give real life examples just to make it more palatable and a little bit more... What's the word?
Authentic?
Aside from being authentic, what's relatable? Relatable. Mm. Because, you know, everybody doesn't go through the same exact situations, but everybody does go through stuff. and it might be similar. Yes, yes, it was about to come out. I stopped myself. Composure. Yes, I got it. I'm trying. I'm working.
Balance.
Yeah. So, real life example. We're going to go back to my father. So, my father, like I said, he was a philanderer. He was a philanderer. I don't know why. I just thought about Lisa Laundry off of Sister Philanderer. What's up? What you need? You want some Gatorade? No? No? You trying to? Oh, okay. So, and watching him grow up, I honestly thought all dudes cheated. Like, waking up to my father with a different woman in his bed, and it's not my mother, who is his wife, was like, well, for one, I gotta go to my daddy's house. Why I gotta go to my daddy's house and they married? I'm confused. What my daddy been doing? Then I wake up one day and realize, oh, you been doing her.
Papa was a rolling stone.
You definitely was a rolling stone. Wherever he made it, it was his home for about 2 days. But anyways, so it was like, I wake up. Me and my brother be over there, wake up, is a woman in his bed. And she, hi, baby, hi, something like that. As a 4-year-old, 3-year-old, 5-year-old, I'm just like, you not my mama. I don't know you, ma'am. I don't. And I'm looking at my daddy sideways, like, this is what you choose to do?
Could your daddy cook?
Oh, you trying to bring up. You trying to. He want me to tell y'all all my trauma.
You ain't got to bring the Snickers.
You don't know until you don't know.
I'm just saying, maybe he was trying to get y'all breakfast that morning.
Not to feed us a bag of Snickers for breakfast. The mini Snickers, they was delicious. Don't get me wrong, I ate the whole bag. But why? Why would you give a 4-year-old a bag of Snickers for breakfast?
Listen.
That's probably how I end up getting a peanut allergy. That one morning having 27 Snickers.
She's focused on the wrong thing. A 4-year-old would have got a bar of Snickers. You got a bag. That don't make it right.
I was just waiting for the clarity. I'm just saying,
you got to look on the bright side sometimes. You find the positive in everything.
I mean, like I said, I ate them, didn't I? But you don't know what you don't know until you know what you don't know. And he didn't know not to feed no kids no Snickers. But what he did know was to screw every other girl. And in turn, that made me think all men cheat. My daddy was a cheater. Oh, my granddaddy was a get down shawty too. Get down. My granddaddy had a whole another family.
Now, we understand that everybody come to these type of conclusions different ways. You know, for her, it was her daddy. For some of you others, it might be something else.
Just a failed relationship. It might be, it might be daddy trauma too. It might be mama trauma. It might be.
Listen. My first 3 girlfriends treated on me.
They treated your ass.
You know why? Because the 4th, 5th, and 6th was my girlfriend all at the same time. That's the type of shit that people. That's what type of stuff that happens out here. Now, granted, this is all like around middle school time. But if that's on your mind and you already so bad.
We carry that on. Into adulthood.
I mean, I didn't have 3.
Nah, you had 27. If we're gonna be honest,
it wasn't. I mean, I might have been, you know, entertaining.
Okay, but they weren't his girlfriends. They was just the minute, the moment, the second, the hour, the week, the month, the flavor. Of
Baskin Robbins.
How many was it? 37? Is that Baskin Robbins 37 flavors? Let me count.
No, y'all, you added five.
I might have to call them out by name.
You added. So I added five flavors.
Do the correct number. But anyways, this is real life. Like, the things we don't know that we don't know will in the end. It will other people in the end. So we got to do better at knowing. Okay. How do we do better at knowing? The Bible says, I got the Bible.
Hold on. You got to bring that back. I don't know what you said. He said, oh, that's a lie. What?
Oh, not the Bible. That's what they're going to be saying. Do you see a bug?
I just seen it. All right.
We're practicing control. But anyways, I was saying that for the people who is, you know, gonna be like, oh, she bringing up the Bible. They always love to bring up the Bible.
Oh, y'all better get used to it.
It's a Bible. Okay, yes. So let's go back to the Bible. The Bible says, my people will perish for lack of knowledge. And, okay, I'm a little biased, because when I say my people, I mean my people. Now, the fact is, I'm made up of everything in the world, so I got to include everybody. But my people know what time it is.
I'm like 79%. I ain't got too many, you know, too many dips in there. But, I mean, I got a little bit of Neanderthal. I guess I can...
Oh, you got some Neanderthal, Papa?
Not really. It was like a little. It's like point. It was less. It was less than 0.02%.
Why are you claiming that? I got a whole slither, and I don't even want to claim that Neanderthal. Is that the Nephilim? Anybody out there? Okay, we probably got. All right. Nah, that's another day. We can talk about that. Anyways, we're not gonna
the Nephilim.
We're not gonna get into this, cause. Never mind. It sets you on a whole different thing.
The Nephilim.
You don't even mean what they think it mean, what they want y'all to think it mean. But what you don't know until you know it. Oh my goodness.
Oh. We got to do a religious version. What you don't know by chapters, religious relationships, friendships, the world.
No. Oh, you. This might just be the general overtone. We might have to do a whole sermon series.
Sermon? Oh, whoa. I ain't called for none of that. We sermon? Wait a minute. You talk to God with that one? I ain't had that conversation with God.
But God!
Hey, listen. God. Listen, what level was that on the game?
God know my heart. That's why he be giving me these words. You just be taking too long.
Ain't gonna be like, first husband, you coming to church today?
It's 4:24. Look at the time. Anybody out there who resonate with that, understand what that means. 4:24.
Go to bed.
I promise. I said I was going to go with the flow, this is not, anyways, usually we extra structured, we be having our tablets, we be having everything pulled out, our laptops, we got 20,000 computers and monitors around us, we not even in our real studio right now, we in the other half, as you can see the beautiful artwork, I can't pan for y'all can't see Kobe and Gianna, but you see the chakra, some of y'all, that's,
I mean. Is you pointing at the screen right now? You can see the screen? You gotta point this way. You still pointing that way, like, y'all see, this one right here.
It was working right there. They know what I was talking about. Get your chakras aligned. Alright, anyways, back to the fact. You don't know what you don't know until you know it. And I know you need to get your chakras aligned. Alright, that go for everybody. Me too. We we all need to align ourselves, ground ourselves, get back to nature, get back to the divinity in us, and stop messing around in this world, trying to be a part of this world.
We was born into sin because we don't know.
We don't know what we don't know until we know what we don't know. So check it. Back to the Bible. And it's just a quick, anybody who want to look this up, Leviticus 19. But please, 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 when y'all be reading the Bible, read all the versions if you got to, including the Torah, the original, the Tanakh, the original, the Hebrew version. Like, read all the versions to get an understanding. And then when you read the Bible, read the whole Bible. Right? Read the whole Bible. And then go back to the first chapter, the first book, and start breaking down from there. And make sure you go to the follow-ups. In every book I have had, whether it was electronically or physical, it has always had the reference chapters. Why? Because they got to give you the knowledge. You just too...
breathe.
Lazy. And inconsistent. And easily manipulated to go search the information for yourself. So, go search it. And break down the Bible that way. And you'll realize that it is a full account. But for many people, some of the chapters don't even have the same story. I'm about to get some money. Ooh. Y'all sending me some money.
Pass some of that itch over here.
Y'all sending me some money. What y'all doing? I receive it, Lord. Thank you. Anyways. All right. So, Leviticus 19. Was it 19 or was it 20? Leviticus 19, 20, and 21. Y'all need to get into, tap into on some real. But
it was talking about, well, we was looking at an end time prophecy and it kind of spiraled into something else.
Okay. And so the tree of life. So,
they ate too soon.
You don't know what you don't know until you know it. So when we read the Bible and it says that we were born into sin, which technically we are born into sin, but we are not in sin when we are born.
But the way of the world and the way that we live, we are automatically a part of the sin. You sin for lack of knowledge. But at the same time, if you eating meat the wrong way, if you for not breastfeeding, like if you not doing a bunch of these different things that society already says is just the way of life, you're sinning.
If you're doing everything society tells you to do, you're sinning. If you're in culture, you're sinning.
But if I don't, I'm going to go to jail.
Who was thrown in the lion's den? Who went to jail? Who was a slave for a king? People suffer all the day gone sad. Let's be real. Be real. You suffering right now. Still in society and culture. And you still suffering. Be for real. Okay.
Nah, I just rather play that fake person.
Put on that. And that's the problem. Be authentically you. Okay, so I don't think I've ever chill out. You about to go too far.
I mean, I was, but because I'm like, we ain't even hit on the tree yet, but.
Oh, I'm going to circle back around. I used to, even when I felt like I was trying to join the masses and be a part of, what's the word? The group, the...
in crowd?
The in crowd, trying to be like everybody else. I still was authentically me. So I was trying to fit in with people and I knew why. Like, couldn't really break that trauma until I was a little bit older and fully realized why, but I knew, okay, I'm trying to, like, I want to cling to this person. I need this bond. I need this friendship. I need this relationship. It's not good for me, but I need this. Yet I still was acting in my authenticity to some degree. But I still feel like I was inauthentic because I was doing stuff that I knew I really didn't want to do or didn't want to be a part of, or being friends with people that I knew I probably should not have been friends with, or staying in relationships where I knew I should have got out of it, or staying at a job where I knew I should have left, or like different things in my life where, like, even down to the college I went to the Art Institute of Atlanta. And not necessarily because I wanted to go to the Art Institute of Atlanta. I wanted to get out of Virginia because I was 16. I had graduated high school. And in the midst of that, like, of going to high school, my brother had died, which triggered a trauma that I didn't know I had. And then once that trauma came back, I was like, oh, I can't live here no more. So then I was trying to find any way to leave. The only way that I could leave was if I went to a state where somebody knew me. I wanted to move to New York for performing art school. I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to do Broadway. I wanted to do all the shenanigans and sing and blah, 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 blah. And also model to throw that in there. But my mother didn't want me to go to New York because it was 8 hours away. Atlanta is 8 hours away, 10 hours away. And then also because I didn't have family in New York to check on me. So instead, I had to choose Georgia. Now at the time, they did have a school that offered performing arts, which was SCAD, but it was in Savannah. And went down there to the school, to the college, looked at the campus, and was like, oh, no, I ain't about to be out here with these horses. I ain't about to be smelling this all the time. I'm stuck on campus. I can't get around. I'm, like, literally stuck in a bubble, like, in Savannah. Like, nah. Let me find something else. Like, I gave up my dream because I was not comfortable. I wanted to be around something that was easy. I wanted to be in a city where I know, okay, I can meet people. I can go hang out. I can travel by myself, go to different places. I'm not stuck in a little bubble. And so I decided, well, I don't want to do acting no more. Even though I did, let me go ahead and look up the highest paying job of something that interests me. I like art. Computers, heard about some graphic design mess, like, let me look at this. Oh, the job description, this what they made. Oh, okay. Yeah, let me go, let's go, Art Institute. Let's go ahead and go, let me do a visit. This is how I knew I shouldn't have went there. On the way to the appointment for the school, I threw up on myself all over the plane. I've been on planes many of times. And threw up everywhere. I was smelling rank when I got there and had to meet with them daggone school counselors. That should have told me right there. In hindsight, when I look back at how my life played out, and I could see where God was telling me to move and what he was telling me not to do, and where I still chose to go against that, like, in that moment, I definitely should have chose not to go to Art Institute of Atlanta. I should have went to SCAD. But I went to Art Institute of Atlanta. And that was a crazy 7 years in Atlanta. And it's just not even from the school itself, which, I mean, that situation was crazy. Living in the dorms was crazy, which was not really dorms. It was Metro Point Apartments where it was regular people there too with us students. And I was 16 at the time. Mentally, I'm thinking some TV college shit, like different world or daggone whatever. I'm not thinking, you know, private art school. I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be like a big campus. Nah, it was a little rinky-dink private art school with people of all ages. My first week I got there, a daggone old man, like 60-something, tried to talk to me. And I'm like, sir, I'm a kid. That was my go-to. Anytime somebody tried to talk to me, I'm like, hey, nah, I'm good. I'm a kid. You ain't no kid. Look at you looking like that. No, sir. I'm a kid. Here my ID. See that 90. I'm 16. Oh,
I gotta go.
Definitely, he got up and schmoo walked away like, oh, my bad. Yeah, sir, I'm 16. I'm a kid.
Y'all letting funky ass kids in hell.
But I was surrounded by every age range, and I probably was the youngest one there. And because of that, I leaned towards people I necessarily shouldn't have. Or maybe I should have. They just necessarily shouldn't have probably handled me the way they handled me. Whether male, female, like. So, while I tried to remain authentically me, like I was honest, I was me. I tried to be respectful of people. I had my moments where it was some shit, roommates and other stuff going on with the dude I was messing with at the time and a whole bunch of hoopla and whatnot. But I still wasn't fully being true to me because I knew certain things I didn't want to deal with, or that things I was dealing with that I didn't have to deal with, yet I was doing it. Or certain things that I should have done that I didn't do. Or there was a time frame that I should have been paying attention to, or that I was in, that I tried to rush or slow down or prevent. I tried to prevent departures of friends or relationships. I tried to speed up things in different situations that might have caused me to get in other situations that I didn't need to be in, because I wasn't authentically and truly myself. So I said all of that, ow, that hurt, to say, start being you. Start being you, please. Start being you. Who gives up? Who doesn't like you if you are truly being you? Guess what? The right people gonna like you, gonna love you, gonna appreciate you, gonna adore you.
Sometimes.
They ain't gonna fumble you. The right people will always, always hit that mark. Now, the wrong people, they hit or miss. Because if they might hit, if they want something, they going to miss all the time because they wrong. So that's also where discernment comes into play. Because trust me, I done made some bad decisions and bad choices in people and trusting people. And trusting the wrong people. Or seeing the potential in people. Stop seeing potential in people, okay? If they ain't there when you meet them, move on.
Sheesh.
Move on. Potential is nothing. Because can they reach, are they willing to reach that potential? Okay? You can see potential all day. But are they willing to reach it? Now, while we talking about time frames and potential and reaching something, let's jump back to the Bible.
Yeah, it's a reach.
No, it's not. Because that's exactly what they was doing. They was reaching for the fruit. It's for the 10-minute
detour.
They was reaching for the fruit on the tree.
Said, right? Man, let me
what God told put this them back in reverse. What was the exact words God told them? God said, don't do what? He said, don't eat of the... Lest you die. Why are you laughing?
A little voice is going to come from behind the wall.
Eat of the tree. Put in your car real quick.
Who in here?
Bear with us real quick. Because I really want to give you the full on. I want to give you both versions. And my phone recording. So we got to use this rinky-dink apple head stuff. Good. Go ahead and search. Because I don't even know how to search. Go ahead. Do that. I need the regular Bible and I need the internet.
I mean, the Hebrew?
Yes.
I'm going to read down a little. That's the King James. You know how to get to the internet, right?
I'm going to punch you. All right, so we already in Leviticus. Was it, oh, never mind. Use your brain, Kristen. Use your brain. Please use your brain. Thank you. Stop having people think for you. Stop waiting for people to think for you. You got a brain. God gave you a brain for a reason. Use it. Do the research for yourself. Look up the information yourself. Stop believing everything you see on social media, okay? Y'all believe every daggone thing y'all see on social media. But don't believe y'all already been eating lab-grown meat. If you don't go on somewhere.
I don't think people can be born without a brain.
I don't know about that.
What you looking for?
I'm on the Bible thing, looking up the scripture. And he said, "Why are you naked?" And did I tell y'all when y'all read the scripture to actually read it in full context, to go and read? Don't just be looking at Luke 2:3. Go back and read 1 and 2, and then read 4, possibly 5. Okay, I just want to make sure y'all know how to actually halfway properly read the Bible. Okay, anyways, moving on.
What's up with you in these 2s and 3s?
I'm a 2 Samuel 6:3. I'm a 9-6er.
Check that out real quick. See what that is.
Please do though. Check it out. It's somebody message. I said that for a reason.
They're gonna be like,
it's the divinity in me. What did I say?
2 Samuel 6:3.
No, 2 Samuel 6:3. But I said Luke 2:3.
Yeah, Luke 2:3.
Alright, let's go to Luke 2:3 real quick. And then we're going to go back. And then we're going to end this. So, this is about the census. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. I guess he just wanted me to remind y'all who came to give you this opportunity.
I came to bring the pain and coming. All right. Oh, cool.
Let's go back now. And he said,
let there be light. Let there be light.
All right, so we're going to hit this off with Genesis 2. And if y'all want to go ahead and read Genesis 1 and 2, feel free and see how you got here, how you was created, and whose image you was made after. Okay?
The lambs.
To understand that, yes, God is in you. But he's also outside of you. Never forget that. I don't know why that keep coming back up. But some of y'all just be forgetting that y'all ain't God. Y'all
only 0.000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 that? Yo, three loose.
That's all he is trying to do. He's the what's that thing shit with the
Yo, three throwing up Crip signs. Like, let me get a tray piece, bro.
Was that Star Wars or Star Trek? That was all the years of trying to do that, and I could never get it right. Now, as an adult, my fingers just like, yeah. All right.
Stuck like that, like hoofs.
Take my good hand. Okay. All right, let's go back. It was...
Erase.
I told you none of this is getting deleted. All right.
Genesis 2. So we're going to be in verse 8, right? He already created the world, created animals, created earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the grass, the leaves, the trees, the boom, the bomb, everything. Genesis 2, 8. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Okay, all right. Can I stop right there? And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Just keep that in mind when y'all out here shopping. Okay, and y'all going for McDonald's and them steaks rare and they still be
McDonald's.
He didn't. But okay. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So I think we a lot of times be shortening this tree name. But this is only the, I don't even know what version my husband be reading. New King James Version, for anybody wondering. I know a lot of y'all be having hard time reading King James or New King James Version. Why? It's like Shakespeare's. Y'all ain't never read a play in school? Like, y'all ain't never heard Old English? My bad. All right. So, the tree of life was also the midst of the garden. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So you got the tree of life in the middle of the garden, right? And you have the tree of the knowledge, which you don't know until you know, until you know you don't know, which you don't know.
Try to jam it in there, huh?
Knowledge. I think we shorten it and say the tree of good and evil. That, like, literally takes out the... My people perish for lack of knowledge. Right? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four riverheads. The name of the first is the Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bedlam and the onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. I could never say that one, but I think it's Hiddekel. It is the one which goes towards the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. So Adam was already in the garden. He was already supposed to be in there working in the field. He was already supposed to be shooting in the gym. Okay? He was already shooting in the gym. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Everything out here, bro. You got apples, you got oranges, you got bananas, you got kiwis, you got raspberries, blueberries, figs, you got mulberries, you got hyssops, you got everything.
You got butternut trees.
Almonds, you got olives. You have everything at your disposal, right?
Wrong.
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And then after that, he's like, yeah, so you don't be alone and probably fuck this up. Let me go ahead and make you your rib. And that's when he put him to sleep, right? And everybody loves talking about this. On the real. I'm his real. Oh, she my real.
How could you we be not even so gonna, honest?
That's just going to make me think about daggone. Never mind.
Like some pork ribs or something?
Oh, no.
I'm trying to figure out where we're going in. Some barbecue.
I was about to talk about Jackie O Daddy. When he told my son, the rib came out and the rib was white. And the rib was a Kennedy white woman. White?
DC oh, Young Jackie, Fly. That Jackie O.
Okay, moving on. Oh. He was wilding. The real white. Babe, your phone died. You ain't no good, man.
I mean, the charger right here.
I'm in the middle. I gotta get this out, and we gotta be done. It's about to be 5 o'clock. Let's go. Genesis 2... And we was probably around a 12.
That's about to pull up a game.
I don't like you right now. All right, I need the whole chapter. Oh, I forgot we got a whole mouth. Y'all forgive me in my brain. Okay, so, see, this is why you need to read different versions, because this one say the Tigris, and not Hadakel. So, anyways, all right, he was saying, you shall not eat of it, for in that day you shall eat of it, you shall surely die. Then he made a womb man, to be honest, WOMB, because we have a womb to birth and create life. Another day. Because I ain't sis nothing.
Brothers and sisters.
Oh, I got a sis. Her name Erica. And I got a sis named Brittany. And all y'all other ladies out there, y'all can be my sis too.
You ain't never had a sis.
Oh, I had a cyst on my ovaries too.
You ain't never having a cyst.
A cyst? I guess they had to assist me passing gas one time. But, I don't know anything other than those things.
About to be canceled for this shit.
Cancel. You can't cancel me, baby. I'm protected. Alright. So, let's go. So, of course, he made womb man. And that's what we get. Man shall leave mother and father, cleave to his wife, and become one. Essentially, you're supposed to meld or mold back into each other. Literally, if you are that divine counterpart, it will feel like literally she's your rib and you're his rib. He's part of you. You are part of them. Don't ask me how I know, but just ask me how I know. Anyways, carry on. So, we're moving on to Genesis chapter 3. Like I said, make sure you actually read the whole chapter 2. I didn't read it all to you. I might be lying to you. Do your due diligence.
Genesis. I keep it 99 because I be lying sometimes.
Hey, but I don't though. Always tell the truth. Just ask me, ho.
I was just here for my first time. You called me a hoe.
Not you, baby. You ain't a hoe, but you a hoe. All right, anyways, that's not... All right, that was not nice. That's not nice. We meant like a garden hoe.
We?
I mean, bitches be raking. All right, let me stop. All right. For real.
Stop trying to be back around with you. Oh, put me alone in this. Ain't got nothing to do.
We going together. You see, we in a train line. We going. He's leading the pack. We going together. Be careful. Be careful who leads your pack. That's another word for somebody. Anyway. Okay, come on. We got to finish this. I really want to go to bed. And I promise you, I cannot finish this. All right. Genesis chapter 3. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And then they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid.
Hiding.
Because hiding. I was naked, and I hid myself.
I heard the Lord coming, and I hide.
He said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to?
Why are you reading this like a children's story?
Because some of these people is children's in the brain. So they need me to read it and break this down like an exciting adventure. So that maybe they can understand. Maybe it's going to touch their little hearts.
Why you clapping?
So it can fit. You know what mama used to do? You know she won't play with you. I told you to. Are you beating me or is you talking to me? Both. He said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, the woman whom you gave me, she gave me the fruit of that tree. So I ate it.
You put me here. You put Shorty here. You told me not to eat. I don't know what you told Shorty.
So God said, Miss Ma'am, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. And on your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. Thanks, Eve. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to husband, but he shall rule over you. So are y'all not seeing where we are? Like, that's why y'all got issues in y'all marriages. For one, let's go back to the beginning. Who got put in the garden first? And it's no shade to men, because I know y'all be getting hate. It's just, this is shade to everybody in this situation, including the serpent, okay? Because some of y'all got little devils in y'all circles who need this message too.
We're going to pray for you.
All right. the king, the man, the head, the leader, was placed first in the garden. He was given specific instructions. He was given the knowledge not to eat of the fruit. Okay? God gave that to him before. And this is included, but it's not even originally what I came here to say. God gave him the instruction, okay, before he ever formed womb man out of man. Before he ever pulled that rib out of him, before he ever put him to sleep, he gave him direction and instruction. And if you actually read other books of the Bible, you would see that Adam was there a while tending to the garden before Eve ever came along. Okay? Which means he... So, years ago I had a download, to whom much is given, much is required. That's also in the Bible. I wrote a book, a fictional book, called To Whom Much Is Given. The sequel is called Much Is Required. Okay? So with that phrase, to whom much is given, just the simple fact of you are giving this knowledge, Adam, right? You are then required to pass on that information to Eve, your wife, your other half, your counterpart, your twin flame, your soulmate. She is part of you. The rib. The rib is located where? I wonder if he took the rib that was near the heart or something. Where did he take the rib from? Well, I was feeling on myself a little too much.
I mean, I ain't see all that. You know what I'm saying? That might be in sheesh. But I mean, I feel like she knew. I don't know if I ain't say he told her, but she knew.
Your husband. Sorry, Adams. But maybe I'm not sorry. I don't know. Because now it leads to believe.
She did it.
Who told her? So now it's no longer a question of neither one of us know. We both know. We both know right from wrong. We both know that stealing ain't right. We both know killing ain't right. We both know that drinking ain't beneficial to our health. We both know that doing these things ain't beneficial. We both know we need communication. We both know we both know that cheating ain't right. We both know this is this. Are we choosing? Are we using that knowledge to choose to do better? Like, they literally didn't use the knowledge that God gave them. And instead turned around and ate from a tree. That, check it, it's not that he didn't say they could never eat from that tree or touch that tree ever. He just told them don't do it. He ain't give no time frame. He ain't give a deadline, which maybe that's our problem, right? We don't get a time frame. We don't get a deadline. We don't know when this is going to happen. We don't know. We don't know why this has happened. We don't know why we can't do something. So we want to know. We want to figure out. Or if we're even led to believe that we can do something. Your mama told you don't go out the house. Whatever. because whatever reason, and you just like, well, mama went to work. She ain't coming home till daggone 7 in the morning. I can get out and be back before she even know. Pop, 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 pop. Oh my God, you just took a left turn, but you don't know what you don't know until you know it.
I wasn't saying I just got scared. I said, let me go back in the house. Sit my butt down like mama told.
Okay, but let's say he did get shot. And the crazy thing is, mama had a gut feeling something just won't sit right. So, hey, babe, just stay in the house. I know you really want to go out with your friends, but I really think you need to just stay in the house. But because mentally, I don't know. I don't know what my mama telling me. No. She know I like to be with my friends. I don't want to be stuck in this house doing that, but she going to work. I'm going to be stuck in this house. I don't want to. Nah, I'm going to go do what I want to do. I'm going to see for myself. That's what this girl, April, I think her name, April, on Facebook, she do funny Christian Bible videos. Her favorite slogan is see for yourself. Gotta go see for yourself. You gotta see for yourself. That's what Adam and Eve did. They saw for themselves. And guess what? Got kicked out the garden.
And you still trying to see for yourself?
Got kicked out the garden. Yeah. Had to till the land. God never said they couldn't have it, period. What if it was just a timing thing? Why is he playing games? It probably is. It's 5-something. You know, the sunrise like 5:20, 5:30. All right, I'll let you go to bed. He's peeking, trying to see through the things. Yes, the sun is coming up. Yes, we have made it to 5:27. 5:07. My bad. We must go be here for another 20 minutes. No we're not.
Go ahead and hit the button when you
slide. Hold on. Let me. I need to do the paperwork. Is your phone back on? Pull up the Hebrew joke real quick. Oh. I hate when I do so. So this one is slightly similar, and I feel like this like the New King James version, faking as the Torah. I need my phone, get my phone. But let me see.
You calling out some heresy.
She should be called Isha because this one was taken from Ish men. Isha.
What's going on here?
Woman, you are Isha. Man, you are Ish.
My sister name Ish.
No, she an Isha.
It's an eye issue.
I mean, it glow enough. Okay, so this one is like very, very similar, which is kind of rare when you're talking about the original Hebrew Bible and what they actually are feeding you, because they took out a lot of stuff. Like, you wouldn't even believe the amount of stuff they took out, which is why we are still perishing for lack of knowledge, because they took out stuff, but they still gave it to us, and it's up to us to find it. Okay, so I only want to point out this one thing from the Hebrew verse 5, Genesis 3. For, and this is what the serpent said to the woman after he told her, you will not die. For God knows that on the day that you eat thereof, your eyes will be open and you will be like angels. Knowing good and evil. Knowing good and evil. What if the whole reason we don't know what we don't know until we know what we don't know is because they rushed the knowing? And now we have to relearn stuff that they basically, so how I explain it to, well, how it came to my head as I was talking to my husband about this was, they rushed it. They ate from the tree before he told them to, before he allowed them to. They received knowledge they could not handle when they got that knowledge of good and evil. And because of that, God had to sit them out, because now they would then try to be God. They would try to direct their lives, or direct the garden, or direct God's plan. They would try to be, they would think they're God versus being the co-creator. You co-create with me. You're not the creator.
I mean, ain't that what happened at Babel? Hmm? Ain't that what happened at Babel?
Tower of Babel? Tower of Babel? They built up the tower trying to lose the knowledge. Themselves. And
they kept the knowledge.
Technically, yeah. Because they tried to build a tower to heaven to get to heaven. And God was like, y'all tripping. I'm there with y'all. What y'all doing? Why y'all trying to build? Y'all want to keep yourself? Y'all supposed to be out there spreading the awareness of me. Like, you're supposed to be telling people about God and how great of a being I am to you. Like, how great of a source I am to you. I make sure you thrive. And instead, they're like, no, like, we gotta protect ourselves. Like, we gotta stay in a circle. We can't separate. Let's get back to God. Let's build a tower. We gonna reach him and we can touch him. God like, no, how dare you, little peasants. You can't touch me, peasants.
I support domestic violence.
And so he's like, crumbles, topples, he's just joking. Separate.
Oh, by the way, just jokes.
He does not support domestic violence. Ask me how I know. I'm just joking. He be in here. She be in here. Why you always gotta be her? Why I always gotta be the one to get beat? Why he can't get beat? Okay, now let's joke. It's too much shit in the media right now with shit like that. Let's not even joke on that aspect.
Yeah, yo.
You will never see a prank like that or no bullshit like that from us. Let's just keep it 100. Never. Anyways, moving on. So, what if all of that and they literally unleash knowledge that they weren't supposed to have. So God had to humble them. And it took generations. Because, of course, as if you read the Bible, you see nobody got humble. He had to disperse them, disperse the tower, disperse everybody across lands and islands and in four corners of the world.
Wait,
in captivities. And
I mean, this could be a different, well, no, this is a different subject for a different day, but just so they can hear it.
Go ahead.
I mean, that Apocrypha might go a little bit deeper into what happened and who got served and how they got served.
We might have to find out if one of the Apocryphas got a Apocrypha.
What was it? Jubilees, wasn't it?
I mean, does that have the Tower of Babel in it?
No. Jubilees was, wasn't that the war?
Yeah, I think so. Enoch was the end times and the, like, the tar pits and, like, the real geographical stuff. Anyways, What if, because they rushed that knowledge, he never said they couldn't have the fruit. He just told them not to. Like, it was not a, it didn't say it was a definite thing. Like, he didn't say forever, ever, and ever your life you will never eat of this fruit. He just said, don't touch that shit now. Don't eat it. He probably was going to swing back around. Like, he know they was hungry. He already gave them food. But at one point, what if he would have swung back around? Like, y'all been so diligent. Y'all been so good tending to this garden. Everything is blossoming, growing. Y'all got harvest after harvest. Go on ahead. Yeah, go on, get a little nibble.
A nibble?
That's the problem. That is the problem. Eve mentality. Even the nibble too dang old much. Just the problem. That's why the nibble be too much. What if literally though rushed it? They had to humble. He had to sit everybody down because people still doing the same. You in sin. You got too much knowledge. You want to be too good. You trying to be too good. You really evil. And then you evil just because you're evil. Like, so every generation had to get dumbed down, had to lose
that right. That's right.
Grow through.
Quinn Lee.
EMP.
Mario, cut your mouth.
Let me tell my story. Let me tell my truth. Look, I gotta give God glory. You can give him some too. I like to count it all, joy. The setbacks, blessings too. Look, let me tell you about my God. But you can call him yours too.